Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee. Reaching out to the unchurched. First John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you that what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. One of the saddest terms that has crept into our public vocabulary in the past few years is unchurched. The term is used by survey researchers to describe people who say they no longer attend worship services regularly or are no longer part of a fellowship of believers. The term does not give us a clue as to why these people have left their groups, and I have no particular insight to offer. But this is not a new thing. Since the time that Christ was on earth, people have been joining fellowships of faith and then leaving. Jesus tells us that the seeds we scatter do not always take root. The writer of this epistle tells us to look beyond the phenomenon of the unchurched and to proclaim with joy what we know, that Jesus came to earth to give us eternal life. It is a joy and a message to be shared. It is a fellowship that is constantly on offer. During this season of Lent, I feel the joy of that message and fellowship more strongly than ever. My heart and my prayers are with those who are unchurched, so that they can experience the same feelings of love and grace that well up within me. Like the epistle writer, I want to proclaim what I have seen and heard so that I can have fellowship with them. Our prayer today, dear Lord, help us to proclaim your love and offer your fellowship to those who have tried to dismiss themselves from your presence. We know that you are always ready to welcome those who seek your love and grace. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Jim Stovall.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.